Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Jaren Williams, new Miami quarterback, is here with me. How cool does it sound to hear that finally next to your name after what I know was a fierce battle in camp?
First off, just all glory to God. You know, I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for him. And, it's really a dream come true. You know, I worked hard for this and I prayed for this. So it feels good to hear that.
Did you feel confident with the body of work that you put together in camp that it was going to be you?
Yes, I'm a very confident guy. You know, I have a lot of respect for Tate and Nicozy. They work extremely hard, and you know we're gonna need them guys. We're gonna need everybody to win games this year. So, but I definitely did feel confident. You know, I put in the work, got my body right, and you know it was up from there.
I imagine that's a tough conversation that you guys all had to have when those guys found out, and then when you found out, I guess a little bit bittersweet because those are your other friends in that room as well.
They're both competitors, and you know we all are striving for the same thing, and that's to lead this team to win games. But we're all brothers, and we're united. And they both actually came up to me, hugged me. It was like, I'm proud of you. Anything, like any questions, because you know these guys been around a little longer than I have. You know, just ask me, we'll help you. So I mean, we're all in this together. You know, we're all in this together.
When you go back to camp, what is it that you think that you did that led to that separation? Maybe specifically, what was it that you think kind of separated you from the rest?
I would say just really running the offense smoothly and moving the ball. Like, I was able to move the ball consistently and also put balls in places where only my guys could catch it. And I felt like that kind of was like a big standout, I feel like.
You seem, just from sitting with you here, very cool, calm, collected. You're going into a very difficult atmosphere for your first game of the season. Is this the Jaren Williams I'm seeing right now? Is that going to be the Jaren Williams that's under center against Florida in a week?
Yeah, and that's one thing about me. You know, I always stay poised. Like, I don't ever let the moment get too big for me, you know. That's one intangible that I'm blessed with, honestly, from the men above, you know. Just being able to just keep my composure and just stay calm, either good or bad, you know. So,
Jaren, when you're looking at schools to go to and you see you might have a chance to play quarterback at the University of Miami, why was that so appealing to you?
Really, first thing is the brotherhood, you know. Being around the guys, just seeing how close they were, and it's like, you know, I was like, I want to be a part of this. And, you know, the history behind this school is something to be proud of, you know. And wearing that U on my chest, it's something that I really wear proudly. And just having the opportunity to come to a place like this was a once in a lifetime opportunity. And I saw myself playing here, and I could just envision it. I meditated on it, and I knew that this was the place for me.
I know you had about 50 media members there surrounding you. Have they kind of given you the lowdown? I mean, you're going to be treated like a professional quarterback in this town now that you're playing quarterback for the University of Miami. It's sort of handled that way down there. Have they kind of let you know about that?
Yeah, I mean, I treat this like a job every day. This is my job, you know. And I treat it very seriously because, it's a lot of responsibility. And I understand that. And I feel like it's a maturity thing. And I definitely understand. So, yeah.
So if you understand, then you must know that the fans are certainly going to be expecting a different look from the offense starting in game one. I know things didn't go the way that the offense wanted to finish up the season last year. Are you confident that you guys have made the right changes to go into this season?
Yes, I'm very confident. Being around Coach Enos and just the way he coaches and his mindset, I mean, I trust him 100%, him and my Jesse Stone. And I know for a fact that they're going to put us in the position every time to be successful.
If you had to assess the offensive line right now, I know there's some young pieces on there. If you had to assess how those guys are doing, how would you say they're doing?
I would say they've really improved tremendously from spring to now. It's like they're making calls. They're doing everything. And it's very, very comforting to see that. So I'm very excited for the O-line. You know, they've came a long way, and they're doing really, really good. really, really good.
New University of Miami quarterback Jaren Williams here with me on WQAM. You look at the skill position players, and you have guys that can do a lot with the football, and it's your job to get them the ball. Talk about what some of those guys have done here in camp and what they've shown you. And you obviously you have the potential for home run balls with guys, and you certainly can sustain drives with some of these tight ends you have as well.
Yeah, it's the tight ends, yeah, very talented group. Brevin Jordan, Will Mallory, two very, 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 they make plays. Like, Will Mallory, his ability to make catches that, like, he's like, we call him go-go gadget, because, like, the last second he'll reach his long arms up, the ball be way out here, he'll still grab it. And Brevin Jordan, he's very explosive, very good route runner, and he makes a lot of run after the catch, and I really like them too a lot. KJ Osborne is a guy who came in, worked extremely hard, and very explosive runner, very good route runner. And the thing about him is he has a good IQ of the game. You know, you can tell, like, a lot of times he'll get the ball, and he understands that the down and distance, he'll get upfield and get the first down. And, you know, we got a lot of skilled guys, like Brian Hightower, you know, D. Wiggins, Mark Pope, Jeff Thomas. So it's like we have a lot of weapons for sure.
Jaren, your position naturally calls for you to be a leader. What kind of leader are you? Are you more of a vocal guy, or are you a lead by example?
I'm really a lead by example, but the thing is, I understand that I have to be more vocal, especially not being the guy. So that's something that I'm going to work on, and I'm continuing to work on, and just really getting more comfortable. I'm not going to be a drill sergeant or anything like that, but just getting everybody going with my words, and you know, just really being that it's, you know, that leader. So.
You do have a lot of veterans on this team as well. Is there anyone that's kind of taking you under their wing and showing you the ropes a little bit here?
Yes, I would say DJ Dallas. He's definitely a guy that from day one, you know, he's always, you know, encouraged me, told me what I need to be doing. And, hey, man, like, you need to study film. You need to do this, do that, you know. So I would say DJ Dallas, he's always, you know, been that guy that's always in my ear making sure I'm doing right.
From a defensive standpoint, we saw last season and the season before, we know what the defense is capable of, but what have you seen specifically in practice that's made things pretty difficult on you?
I would say up front, they're very fast. You know, Jonathan Garvin and, you know, John Ford, those guys are quick off the line, off the ball, so you kind of got to get the ball out of your hands. But our offensive line, they've been doing a great job containing them throughout this fall. And I'm very, like, confident in them that they're going to do their assignment. But Michael Pinckney, Shaq Quarterman, they're very good at run stop. And, you know, they have a good understanding of the game. So I can tell sometimes they see routes and they'll understand, like, it's a dig coming. So then they'll kind of undercut it. But, I mean, yeah. And Amari, Gervin Hall is really showed me something. You know, he's been catching a lot of picks lately. But he flies to the ball really quickly, and he's a hard hitter. Amari Carter too, he's really, really talented. But I could keep going, honestly. I could really keep going because they're all talented, very talented group.
Jaren Williams here with me on WQAM as the Miami Hurricanes getting set to take on the Florida Gators in Orlando. It's right around the corner. Has it kind of set in that you're the starting quarterback and you're going to be out there under center?
I would say day one, yesterday, it didn't. I was kind of like, not in shock, but it just kind of felt unreal, like, because this is something that I've always dreamed of, you know, this is this moment. And, you know, but today, you know, it's starting to hit home. And, you know I got to step up and be that guy for this program that the program needs. So, you know, it's definitely a life-changing experience.
Who was the first phone call after you found out?
I called my parents, both of them at the same time on a three-way, and you know, just tears of joy. It was a really good moment.
All right, so you're going to step into this game. It's obviously a difficult game to start the season. It might be one of the toughest, if not the toughest, team that you're going to play in the Florida Gators. What are some of the keys for you jumping into this game and showing that poise that you're showing right now? You tell me you're going to show under center. What are some of the keys to starting off that game, getting some completions and getting into your rhythm and kind of getting going?
The keys for me would be just don't abandon my training. You know, I've been practicing really good, you know, and just do what I've been doing, you know, in practice. It's no different, really, you know, just knowing my assignment and making sure I'm prepared to the max. So, you know, it's on me. The only thing I can do is control what I can control, and that's how hard I work every day, and that's starting now, and how hard I prepare. So.
And then just finally, under Coach Manny Diaz, what's changed here over the past year to get to where we are now? I mean, I know Manny's done a lot of different stuff on social media. He's done a lot of stuff to hype everything up here. But from a football standpoint, what do you feel are some of the big changes that's been made?
I feel like the team really has came together. Like, it's a team. We hold each other to the same standard, no matter if you're a starter or not. Like, we're all held to the same standard. And another thing is, too, you know, the culture's changed. You know, we expect to win, you know what I'm saying? That's the expectation. That's not a, like, maybe, you know, how it kind of felt, you know, not trying to harp on last or anything, but, like, you can just tell, like, we got that grit now. Like, we expect to win every game. That's the expectation.
Are you a one-game-at-a-time type team, or do you guys circle a goal at the end of the season? This is where we want to be. We want to be in the ACC championship. Is that kind of in the back of your mind, or do you guys have to take this one game at a time?
You know, we definitely talk about the ACC championship, but right now our focus is game one. So our focus right now is on Florida.
Jaren, congratulations on winning the job. We look forward to seeing you out there.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.